This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The speed, he scores! Dylan Larkin in transition gives the United States the lead for the first time tonight.
Final of the Four Nations is tonight from Boston. An expensive ticket to try to get in if you were going to try.
It is on, I mean, over, you can't get in for less than a grand. At least that was true as of, like, Tuesday.
Is this going to be one of those rare spots where it is an expensive crowd, but also a rowdy crowd?
Yes. I think that's probably right. The was it the Ryder Cup that was in Boston a couple of years ago? And the ticket price was, like, out of this world stupid. But it was still, like, a very rowdy crowd at the Ryder Cup. I think that rings a bell from a couple years ago. The cheapest get-in price right now for this game. Okay, it's dropped a little bit. $940 you can get in for. That's in the standing room section of the TD Garden in Boston.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So, yeah, right. You can get in for less than a grand, I guess.
The that moon, is it Moonlight, right? It's the Moonlight remix.
Freebird.
Yeah, Moonlight Freebird. So this artist or group Moonlight, do you know what their whole racket is?
Don't they just do that with all the
yeah,
like a bunch of like classic songs?
Yeah, a bunch of 70s songs. It's just that's what they do. They do it to right. some CCR songs.
Did you just go through and listen to them all yesterday?
I pulled up one on YouTube, and it just kept going down the playlist, and I'm thinking, this is the whole bit. This is what they do. They take this 70
their,
songs.
This is their thing.
And they it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. That's the gig.
Right.
All right. Freebird. Two wide receiver notes. You had one in the update there about Ja'Marr Chase. There's also a note on Chris Godwin. So Godwin is going to be a free agent. However, his contract had voided on February 17th. So the original language of Chris Godwin's contract would have had him a UFA right now.
Yeah.
But he agreed to change his contract to make it void now on March 12th. So Godwin basically signed on to give the Bucs an extra month to get a deal done to stay in Tampa.
Gotcha.
Read that how you will. Agreeing to not go to free agency, like what's the advantage for him? Sure, fine. Good faith. We're close. Let's get something done sooner so he never leaves, is my guess. So that's a note on Chris Godwin and the Bucs. You also mentioned Matthew Stafford in the update, or Rodgers and the Rams and Stafford getting calls. I saw his wife does a podcast, and from the sound of his wife, it sounds like he's leaving L.A. because they're mad about the Cooper Kupp trade. They don't understand. Cooper is really good. We're really close. Why would they do this? His wife sounded upset with the Rams. So a divorce with the Rams and Stafford could happen. The Staffords, I want to say, because she was kind of speaking for him there. And she's revealed things in the past in her podcast, right? Including one about... Because her brother is Chad Hall, former Bills wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
Who left Buffalo for Jacksonville.
And now he's on the Giants.
Right, right. With Brian Daboll and that staff. So maybe that could be a match that they go to the Giants. 803-0550 to join us. Happy Four Nation Confrontation Final.
That's right. The Confrontation to Nations.
Confrontation to Nations.
Which will not be on the ice tonight because the game is in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't be more excited for tonight. I was looking through the list of players that Granato has coached on this team. It's all of them.
All of them?
It's basically, I'm having a harder time finding a guy he didn't coach at some point along the way. And, you know, Tage would be a part of that too. If he did get in and did anything, like, I think it would be one of the coolest things of the Sabre season, because there's also not that many cool things that have happened all year long. But if he were to get in for this game tonight, I'd also be curious to see, like, what he would look like. Like, I asked Lindy this, I asked Paul this, and I agree with Paul. Like, I had no idea what Tage would look like. What does Tage look like in a playoff setting? Because he's big, but he is not this most physical guy in the world. He's not physical, yep. You know? But I don't know what he would look like in a game like this where everybody's running around at a million miles an hour and everybody is clobbering you with giant hits. Like, I think in theory he should still be pretty good, but I don't know. I wonder how much of a culture shock it would be to him to just play in a game after playing for the Sabres for 5 years, just playing a game like that tonight if he were to get in.
How did Darlene look? Is that any different? I mean, Darlene does play a physical style of game and is someone that is... Well, whatever. It feels like he fits in nicely.
Well, he looked great.
For Tage, you feel like he'd be better on the wing in this spot? Because I do.
Yeah, I probably do too. He's been playing wing for 2 months now.
Yeah.
If he's a winger, by the way, like going forward, like that's another thing. Like they're talking about trading Cousins, and there's rumors left and right. Dave Pagnotta, the fourth period, writing about Cousins yesterday again. Like every day, there's a new Cousins thing. And like, if he's on the trade market and Thompson's a winger now, like,
where are
God
you?
Help us, Yuri Kulik better be like a 35 goal scorer because he's their only center.
Better trade for Elias Pettersson.
Yeah, do something.
803-0550. So on the Sabres, who got back to practice, maybe you didn't see this. Paul Hamilton has a piece up on our website. And people joke about clickbait from time to time, like, oh, you know, the headline is clickbait. And I got, you want to say I got baited into this? I did. Lindy Ruff's bold plan for the Sabres to get to the playoffs.
What, this year?
This
year?
Yes.
He's going to play two goalies at the same time.
So it's kind of, it lays out how dark things are for the Sabres, but I did the math on it, and it checks out. The idea that the Sabres are so far out of it that you feel like, well, there's a better chance that an asteroid hits the Earth in 2032. That's statistically what we're looking at right now. That's a thing. But the Sabres have done the math, and it is that they have to get 7 out of every 10 points until the final 3 games of the season, and then maybe win like 3 in a row.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's not even just win, get 7 out of every 10?
No.
It's 7 out of every 10 and then go on a 3-game win streak at the end. So if I do the job and I go from now until middle of April and I do get 7 out of every 10, yeah, you're telling me I still got to win my last 3 games?
Yeah, let me read you the quote. So Paul wrote this.
That's unbelievable.
This piece is at WGRZ.com at their website, because Paul does work with Channel 2 as well. And Lindy broke it down like this. We discussed that this morning and really tried to turn this into our playoffs, where we break it down to every 5 games. Get a minimum of 7 out of 10 every 5 games.
Okay.
That puts us at 84 with 3 games left. And then win those 3 and you get to 90. I know it's hard. I know it's a difficult task, but I think you have to set goals and make this your playoff push. On some All level, right. I respect having done the math of, listen,
sure,
7 out of every 10 points until there are 3 games left, and then run the table and get to 90. Right now, the last spot in the East, the pace is 91. So you need to do that and hope that no one else gets above 91 and you have the tiebreaker on regulation wins and this and that and this and that. So they are, of course, in last, of course, having a horrid season, but they're still doing the math. They are 6 points behind the next team in the conference.
Yeah. Well, I applaud them for even having something you can put up on the whiteboard in the locker room and feel like
7 out of every 10 points.
What are you really trying to? It's like, you know, if you're golfing and you're trying to break 80, and you're like, oh, you know, if I par, you know, let me just par the next 3, and then on 18, you know, get myself a shot at a birdie.
Sure.
You know, that's it. Get me to. This is kind of what I think Lindy maybe is doing. Get me to hole 18.
Yeah.
With a shot at it. Get me to the 18th hole with, okay, let me see if I can pull off a miracle when I get there and go, you know, and birdie that one. That's kind of maybe what he's done. Which, in that way, I respect it, because that could keep, you know, that could keep players plugged in.
Sure.
It might feel like, you know, I got no shot. What's the point?
It could keep you
asteroids coming.
Plugged in for 5 games. All right, let's keep the golf thing going. So making the playoffs is what? Breaking 100?
For them?
For anybody. I mean,
sure,
it's
okay,
just,
sure,
just
yeah,
making
sorry,
the
sorry,
playoffs.
Yeah, sure.
Is breaking 100.
Sure.
We won't even make it breaking 90. It's breaking 100.
Okay.
And the Sabres usually shoot 60 on the front.
Okay.
That's pretty much how it goes most seasons. And uh-huh. Right now, that's what they did. They shot a 60 on the front.
Yep.
And now they're on like the 13th hole.
Right.
It's whatever. Right. They did the math, though. And there's a quote from the coach yesterday at practice. They did the math. 7 out of every 10, win the last 3 games. That's 90.
It's not really that realistic, obviously.
No,
it's fantasy land.
Yes.
But right, they're doing, I would expect that that's more for motivation of the players. Like the last time, saw this recently, like the last time you've really seen a team, maybe like the only time a team this far out at this stage has ever made it. They're actually, did you see Ottawa is celebrating Andrew Hammond coming up? Like March 5th, I think they're doing like a, They're celebrating the team that went nuts at the end of a season. The Senators made the playoffs, and Andrew Hammond, the Hamburglar, if you remember him, he went down the stretch of that year 21-2 was his record at the end of that season, 2015, and they made the playoffs from being like 10 out in February.
Yeah,
but again, it took 21-2.
Yeah.
From that goaltender to make the postseason.
I almost feel like the Sabres can have that little plan they laid out. The better plan is we have to win 10 straight. That's probably better.
But I guess that's tougher to keep guys motivated, because when you lose the second one, now what do you tell them?
Start again.
You win 10 again.
You got to get a 10-game winning streak. Start it tonight. Just like, you know, you can't leave the gym until you make 10 free throws in a row. You make five, miss one. All right, start again. Make 10 in a row right now. That's what it's going to take. And then still work from there. 803-0550. Tyler Dunn joining us at top of the hour. We'll shift things to the Bills in the 7 o'clock segment as we talk salary cap and what I think is a growing sentiment about how the Bills should really be, you know, stepping on the gas here. And I am here for that conversation because they should be. Tyler's got a little bit about that in his newest piece. 803-0550 is our phone number. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.